I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea said it is considering how to change a decades-old armistice with North Korea into a peace agreement. This comes as the U.S. government and North Korea has recently met. Mike Gracia has more.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo made a recent trip to North Korea where he met with leader Kim Jong-un ahead of a potential summit between Kim and President Donald Trump. That's according to two officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the meeting publicly. The Trump-Kim meeting could happen within the next couple of months. Yesterday, Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are holding direct talks at extremely high levels in preparation for a possible summit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
International chemical weapons inspectors do not appear to have visited the site of a suspected attack in Syria after days of delays by Syrian and Russian authorities. The U.S. State Department has accused the Syrian government and its ally Russia of trying to cover up the alleged April 7th attack.
The longer that it takes to get OPCW inspectors in to take a look at soil samples and other information that they can get in the ground, that delay further degrades any evidence that's on the ground. So that is our chief concern.
The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said the UN security team doing reconnaissance in Douma came under gunfire yesterday. Officials in Afghanistan say a top regional security commander and several of his bodyguards were killed in a bombing attack in southern Afghanistan early Wednesday. The attack occurred in Kandahar province. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Barbara Bush has passed away at the age of 92. Sagar Meghani remembers the